This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, what is going on here with Ukraine is nothing like it actually appears. Let me start from the beginning. The first thing nobody's talking about, the math. Nobody but Trump seems to be doing it. There's, according to Forbes, $14 trillion in rare earth minerals in Ukraine. Putin controls about 70% of them in the territory he took. So it's Putin that Trump really needs to cut this deal with, not Zelensky. I mean, it'd be nice if he signed a deal too. But here's the other thing that Trump knows. Zelensky is not the legitimate leader of Ukraine. And so when he signs a deal saying, hey, yeah, Trump can have, you know, America can have 50% of our revenues from these rare earth minerals going forward, and they can have control over who gets a contract to mine them, and they can have control over who can buy them. The first thing that's going to happen when this war is over is that deal is going to be thrown out because Zelensky is not legitimately elected. He suspended elections and the Ukrainian constitution so he could continue to rule. Now, a lot of people have said, well, you know, that's understandable. He's in the middle of the war. He can't have elections. Well, but here's the problem with how he did it. He also outlawed rival political parties, sent their leaders to the front to die, and seized their assets. He also outlawed the media, any media that wasn't controlled by the government. In other words, he was a full-on acting dictator. And you saw over the weekend, the first time it became clear that Zelensky might be vulnerable to removal, you had calls from his own parliament to remove him. They are not going to honor this deal because they don't honor Zelensky. They don't consider him to be their leader. That's why Trump was demanding he run for office. He knows Zelensky can't win unless the CIA, USA, and State Department interfere in the elections again, and Trump controls them now. That's not going to happen. Ukrainians know that too. This deal is just for show. Trump didn't actually care if Zelensky signed it. And if you were watching their coverage, no one apparently explained any of this to the folks in Fox News because they looked like they were at a funeral after this thing fell apart. Trust me, Trump didn't care. But here's the problem that he has. He does want to cut the deal with Vladimir Putin, both for the $14 trillion in rare earth minerals that are in the Ukrainian territories that Putin controls. He controls about $12 million worth of them. He also wants the rare earth minerals in Russia proper. It's trillions more. But Trump can't just go cut that deal with Putin. It would look terribly unseemly to just hand Ukraine's minerals over to Putin. So it worked out really well for Vladimir Zelensky to walk away from the deal on national television. It was, ironically, exactly what Trump needed. And again, Trump knew that any deal he signed with Zelensky would be null and void very quickly. Now we get to the insane opportunity here that could completely throw out the world order that's been in place since World War II, or as some say, since the Cold War. Either way, you could argue it either way. totally turns it on its head, because Trump's real goal here doesn't have much to do with Ukraine. It's all about China. Here's what Trump is doing. He's making a bid. We'll see if it works. It's highly risky. Trump is making a bid to force Russia to rip itself away from China if it wants peace and an end to the deadly U.S. deep state slash NATO aggression on its borders. And Russia has to choose here. This is what Trump's saying. America or China? Because China's foremost quest during the Biden years was to lock down the world's rare earth mineral reserves so it could control them and blunt American tech and military innovation. So we now lead the world in both. China has come close to its goal. It currently controls 70% of the world's rare earth minerals. It's gone around the world locking down contracts similar to the one that Trump tried to cut with Ukraine and really wants to cut with Russia. Okay, so we were headed post-Biden toward a future where China could crush our tech and military industries by strangling them through control of the minerals. So we'd practically have to beg China's permission to build military tech, and then we'd have to pay exorbitant above market prices for the minerals. If we lock down Russia's minerals and the 70% of the $17 trillion in Ukrainian minerals that Russia now controls, China loses the upper hand. So it's not just that, you know, we'll be able to get these minerals. China's whole goal of recent years to choke the U.S. this way dies. So in the middle of all this going back and forth, I can't imagine the phone call between Beijing and Russia going, what are you doing, man? And it's brilliant because it is a strike against the real enemy here, which is China. And it bends Russia to our will without spending a dime or firing a shot while actually solving our rare earth minerals problem. Now, we'll see how far we get with a deal with Russia and if they're really serious or if they're just jerking our chain. But folks, everybody's been talking about this as a protection guarantee for Ukraine, right? The U.S. wants to protect minerals, so they'll protect Ukraine from Russia. No, the better way to look at it, this is a protection guarantee of sorts being offered to Russia, which only partners with China, again, for protection from the deep state, the Democrats, and Lindsey Graham swampers. So here's how this would go from Russia's perspective, okay? If they're smart enough to do this, they've got to take a leap. They've got to take a leap of faith, and it's a scary leap. They got to leap out of Chinese arms and into ours. And folks, understand this. Military complex, industrial complex donors, and tech donors are the two top categories of American political donors. If both industries are dependent in part or in whole on Russian rare earth minerals and aluminum, they will lobby against future Russian hoaxes, attacks, and aggression by the U.S. deep state and Pentagon when it's under Democrat or swamp control. God forbid, but a time like that will probably come again. That protects Russia while binding Russia to us through economic national security dependency on both sides. So the swampers only oppose this because their, you know, grift of Ukraine and NATO dollars into their NGOs will end. They're not going to be able to steal the money anymore. But future U.S. economic supremacy depends on all this. And yeah, it means breaking with the old world order that's been in place since the Cold War. And we're having these remarkable things breaking this morning as I'm recording this. New York Times reporting, maybe it's true, who knows, it's the New York Times, that Donald Trump and his team are currently discussing ending any sort of support for the war in Ukraine. We know they've already pulled the plug on the hundreds of millions of dollars we've already spent. They're not going to do it anymore. Rebuilding again and again and again Ukraine's grid, like their electrical grid. We're not doing that anymore. And Elon Musk even floated leaving NATO. We'll see if that happens. But I want to address what happened during the on-TV negotiating session. In the middle of Friday's wild negotiation session on national television with Vladimir Zelensky, there was a clip most people missed or they're not talking about. It's where Trump Gooden loses it and talks about what he and Vladimir Putin have been through together. What makes this clip you're about to hear so remarkable is that what Trump is essentially saying in the moment is that he and Vladimir Putin have the same enemy. He doesn't name that enemy, but I will. The Democrat Party, the deep state, USAID, and the occasional Republican like Lindsey Graham. That's what makes this such a remarkable statement. Listen.
Let me tell you, Putin went through a hell of a lot with me. He went through a phony witch hunt where they used him and Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. You ever hear of that deal? That was a phony Hunter Biden, Joe Biden scam. Hillary Clinton, Shifty Adam Schiff. It was a Democrat scam. And he had to go through that. And he did go through it. We didn't end up in a war. And he went through it. He was accused of all that stuff. He had nothing to do with it. It came out of Hunter Biden's bathroom. It came out of Hunter Biden's bedroom. It was disgusting. And then they said, oh, the laptop from hell was made by Russia. The 51 agents. The whole thing was a scam. And he had to put up with that. He was being accused of all that stuff.
That's right. Trump sees himself as a victim of the same people Putin's been victimized by. And ultimately, of the same people that Putin is at war with. And folks, remember this. Based solely on the Russia collusion hoax, which we now know was a total lie, the idea that Putin meddled in our election, something that the Democrats called an act of war, Obama put tanks on the Russian border. Think about how that'd feel to you if you were Russian. And you'll begin to get at why Trump has so much disdain for Vladimir Zelensky, that he'd blast him out on national television. It's not a story most Americans know, because Ukraine is really the deep state's last great hoax. All the rest have been debunked, like the ones around COVID or the Russia collusion hoax. Here's what Trump knows. Zelensky is a puppet.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Controlled by the same USAID, CIA, State Department group that has made so much news lately. Here's what happened. The last actually elected, legitimately elected leader of Ukraine was Viktor Yanukovych, and he was pro-Russian. The people of Ukraine knew that and elected him anyway, so he had to go. We removed him in a violent coup in which we tried to assassinate him on the way out. He was smart enough to anticipate that, and he sent two limos to flee to Russia. We blew up one of them. It was the wrong one. I say we because you've got to understand Vladimir Zelensky as what he is. He's an actor who plays the leader of Ukraine on television. There hasn't been a fair election there in a long time. You remember how we talked about just a few weeks ago how USAID pays over 7,000 European journalists? Yeah, a lot of them are in Ukraine. USAID, the deep state, CIA, State Department, pretty much runs everything in Ukraine. Understand, this is the same group of people that we're now finding out USAID paid for the lawsuits against Trump, including the one that got the civil fraud conviction in New York, essentially bankrupting him. If he hadn't won the presidency, he would be bankrupt. Remember, he didn't have enough personal funds to, you know, to pay the fees, to pay the fines. He was going to have to start selling property, remember, or they were going to seize it. Yeah, that lawsuit funded with taxpayer dollars by USAID. Ditto for the other civil ones like Jean Carroll. It gets worse. USAID also funded the background research for the impeachment based on CIA whistleblower testimony. So what Trump is saying here is Putin and I have been a victim of the same people. And Zelensky is their boy. So understand what the Ukrainian government did. And again, the Ukrainian government's just us, basically. After trying to assassinate the last legitimately elected head of Ukraine as he fled, The CIA, State Department, USAID set up 6 bases along the Russian border to control it. We learned that last year from the New York Times. Can you imagine Russia setting up 6 bases along our border and then militarizing it? Well, that's what we did. And the Ukrainian government began a genocide against those loyal to Russia, which the last legitimate election showed was more than half the country. They bombed schools, apartments, parks, all while USAID programs were used to control the media and virtually every facet of public life in Ukraine. Zelensky outlawed all media but state media. He outlawed rival political parties, sent their leaders to the front lines, and seized their assets. A lot of those leaders ended up dead. The rest ended up in prison. And one American citizen journalist, Gonzalo Lira, we've talked about him a lot on this podcast, defied Zelensky, i.e. the CIA, and kept reporting. He was picked up, tortured, released with a warning, stopped reporting. He continued to report the truth, and he was murdered. So the swamp-controlled Ukrainian government, folks, even went so far as to offer reward bounties for the assassinations of Tucker Carlson, Jack Posobiec, and Elon Musk. J.D. Vance, by the way, a senator at the time, wrote a letter to the Biden administration, to the Pentagon about it. And the Pentagon claimed to have gotten the Ukrainian government to back off on the bounties. But folks, think about this from Trump's perspective. Odd, isn't it, that the second man to attempt to assassinate Trump on that golf course came out of Ukraine, specifically out of the CIA trained Azov battalions, the neo-Nazi battalions. That, folks, even the mainstream media from USA Today to The Atlantic was very concerned about. If you go back about 7 years, they were openly writing about the fact that we were arming and training these Azov battalions. He was recruiting for them. When you know that Ukraine has an assassination program and it happens to be a Ukrainian guy who tries to kill Trump on the golf course, if you're Trump, would you wonder? You're sitting across from Zelensky. You're sitting there literally wondering, did you try to kill me, man? Did your government try to kill me? It's a legitimate question. And certainly enough to make you lose your patience with the guy. So here's the thing, folks. Trump knows that the CIA / State Department / USAID used Zelensky to do all of that. But the biggest reason why Trump has so much disdain for Zelensky and what he did to his country is that he lied for the swamp to get his country into war with Russia. And that's what Trump was insinuating last week. If you don't know the true history of this conflict, then it was confusing because you're like, well, didn't Russia roll into Ukraine, though? They did. But who started the war? Trump knows we did. And here's what happened. OK, Ukraine agreed in the Minsk peace agreements in 2015 with Russia that it wouldn't join NATO, which everyone knew was Russia's line in the sand. Then Biden claimed that the U.S. was backing Ukraine's NATO membership. Well, he was privately telling Zelensky it would never happen. In other words, Biden triggered Russia's line in the sand. And then remember Biden saying, well, a small incursion will be tolerated. It's okay if Russia does it. Now, folks, here's the thing. Had Zelensky opened his mouth, he could have stopped the invasion. Instead, he waited a few months after Russia invaded to tell CNN in an interview that Biden had told him privately that Ukraine was never getting into NATO. So Zelensky joined forces with the Democrats, the swamp, the CIA, to trick Putin into invading. And shame on Putin for falling for it. But over 1 million are dead, as you can see, the problem there. So he's literally watching the tanks roll into his country, knowing he can stop it, and he lies instead. Again, Trump knows all this. This is why he has disdain for Zelensky. Trump also no doubt knows, because I know, that the CIA, State Department, and USAID, they specialized from Obama forward in regime change. And our intel agencies ran the same rigged elections in Ukraine as they did here. That's why Trump has been calling for Zelensky to run for election. He's calling his bluff. So Trump knows that Zelensky can't win without the CIA, State Department, and USAID election interference. And Trump controls those agencies now. If they don't interfere on Zelensky's behalf, he knows Zelensky's done. That's why Trump was saying, oh, you're polling. It's he knows he can't win. We've also learned in recent weeks from Michael Schellenberger that USAID was also behind the Russia collusion hoax. The information that was in the Steele dossier, they paid for and funded the creation of that along with Hillary Clinton. It's honestly an astonishing history. So when you look at all of this, now do you see why Trump went for USAID first? An agency that is obscure to most people, because again, USAID also funded the fake intel behind Trump's impeachment via an NGO, the civil court cases against him that nearly bankrupted him. It's all the same group of people who is behind Zelensky. And again, all of this was done, as I've explained many times in this podcast, is in a bid to start World War III with Russia, obviously launder hundreds of billions of dollars and set up a CIA base of control in Europe, where the agency hoped to dominate and, you know, turn the region into left-wing totalitarian regimes, which is what it began to do regime change-wise under Obama. And of course, the Trump-Russia hoax was part of this in a bid to convince Americans that Russia was trying to take over the USA in a coup to make war with Russia seem, you know, normal and acceptable. We got to fight back. Well, Trump is right to be disgusted with these people. Now, throw into that what we learned over the weekend from the New York Post, which broke the story that Zelensky first met with the Democrats and Lindsey Graham before he sat down with Trump. And the Democrats, we don't know what Graham did, but the Democrats tried to convince Zelensky to turn down the Trump minerals deal. Now, keep in mind what happened before that. Not once, but twice in the prior week, Zelensky had agreed to sign the rare earth minerals deal. In fact, one of those times, he really made a fool of Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, who came out of their meetings and announced, hey, yeah, he's going to sign it. He says he is. And then Zelensky contradicted him and said, no, I'm not. Well, they'd had it. And so they decided, you know what, we're going to have this on television because he's going to do it again. And sure enough, on the advice of Democrats, right there under the spotlight, he starts contradicting himself, starts walking this back. And here's why, in part, he did. I mean, the Democrats really are who funded Zelensky. I mean, they're really where his bread is buttered. It's where the money comes from. It's who he's been able to depend on to get the money. So if they tell him scuttle the deal, he's going to scuttle the deal.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.